Like, I live out in Los Angeles. There's a bunch of Scientologists out there. And the first time I heard the story of Scientology, I was like, that is the dumbest shit I have ever heard in my life. Yeah. Like, your guy's name is Ron. Ron. And he wasn't alive thousands of years ago, so you can hide a lot of it in the mystery. This guy was alive like 45, 50 years ago. He had a driver's license, social security number. There's like footage of him stubbing his toe. Motherfucker, right? I don't know what happened. He was working at Denny's. He got sick of it. He's like, oh, I'll start a religion. Hey, everybody, there's a spaceship coming back. Everybody's getting sneakers. This is Tom Cruise. We're going to try to make you clear. Right? Now, look, I'm paraphrasing. To be fair to the Scientologists, I am paraphrasing. But that's essentially what they believe in. And I said that is the dumbest shit I ever heard, while simultaneously still kind of believing that a woman who never got fucked had a baby that walked on water, died, and came back 3 days later. So, yeah, that made total sense to me. So it just hit me one day. I was just like, well, why does that make sense? And that shit doesn't, you know? They got a spaceship in theirs, you know? We had the space shuttle, you know, there's sneakers. There's a lot of shit I can relate to in this. Why does that sound so dumb to me? I don't know. You know what it is? You know, I think it's because I heard their story when I was an adult. I heard my story when I was like 4 years old, right? When I heard my story, there was still some fat fuck coming down the chimney giving me Christmas toys. If I lost a tooth, there was a fairy. There was an Easter bunny. Why wouldn't there be some bearded baby moonwalking across the lake? Throwing out bottomless buckets of shrimp or whatever he did. Of course that made sense.